Blog Talk Radio.
The blindness. Keep it came out.
are now tuning in to EMG Radio, sponsored by On The Spot Nathan. We thank you for tuning in once again. You are tuned in to the Priesthood Radio Broadcast. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker. Just sit back. We have about an hour or more of the best in Kingdom Radio and teaching broadcasts. So we give honor to God for being before you on this great evening. I trust that all of you are manifesting the Sabbath. I didn't say keeping the Sabbath, because you should be keeping it every time you speak it. Hallelujah, because God is on the inside who gives rest to all who have him on the inside. So we thank God for that. But we are going into a word of prayer. I want to get started prematurely. Make sure God is in the midst. Make sure these lines are consecrated properly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this teaching, Lord God. We just thank you for this anointing, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you for the calmness and the stillness, Lord God, that we're operating in right now, Lord God. And so I ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you touch the hearts of the people, Lord God, those who are gathered all around the world, Lord God, via internet, Lord God, smartphones, iPhones, Galaxy phones, Lord God, iPads, Lord God, computer desktops, Lord God, whatever the electronical means may be. But, Lord God, I just count it a blessing to be before your people on tonight, Lord God, to expound on the word of God, to expound about submission, Lord God, to expound on kingdom teachings and marriages, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So I can just decrease right now and allow you to increase, Lord God, across these radio airwaves, Lord God. I ask that the angels be of the Lord, Lord God, that they be released, Lord God, going taking authority over everything that's not like you, Lord God, in the atmosphere. Lord God, pour out the peace that passes all our understanding, God, on this radio broadcast here tonight, Lord God. Bless Pastor Hill, Lord God, and give him the patience, Lord God, and the endurance to run the switchboards, God. And bless all those who are gathered here, Lord God, to tune into this broadcast of your company, Lord God, that you purchased, Lord God, with the shedding of your own blood in the blood-washed believers, Lord God. So I just thank you for EMG, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God, for the vision, the mandate, Lord God, the assignment, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, bless your fivefold ministry, those who are upholding the standard, Lord God, and bless all the kingdom sisters who are listening around the world, Lord God, all the kingdom men, Lord God, who are tuning in each week for this broadcast. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let all of God's people say amen. Like we said, it's EMG Radio, sponsored by On The Spot Nathan. This is the Priesthood Radio Broadcast. We just flow with the anointing. We don't use no script. We don't use no drawn-out catchphrases or none of that stuff. We just go flow by the anointing, by the Holy Spirit. That's how we move. Same spirit that was on the face of the deep, in the name of Jesus Christ. I think I have my co-host for this evening. Praise the Lord, brother.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How's it going?
Oh man, we got it. Look like we got it on tonight, man. They done got both of us on the airwaves tonight.
I'm trying
man,
to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have K.O. Belvin on the line with us tonight. Amen. He'll be my special guest for this evening. Make sure you check out his book, Gigolo to Jesus, From Gigolo to Jesus. My pardon. And make sure it's an excellent book. I've read it. I've been blessed by it. Many other people have been blessed by it. So you make sure you go to BravenPublishing.com. Make sure you get all your Braven Publishing books. He's going to tell you a lot about that. But we're just going to dive right into our conversation for this evening. And we're talking about submission in the body of Christ. We're talking about submission according to what the Bible teaches. Amen. Submission in marriages. So I'm going to just ask my brother, amen, you know, him and his wife, Tiffany Braxton Belvin, and shout out to, as we call her, Little B, amen, the woman of God. Shout out to her resting, amen, and the Little B in the oven, amen. So we shout out to that. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I just want to ask you, brother, why are so many marriages suffering in this hour from women? It seems like women got more guts than the men in this hour. Why is that?
Well, you know, the sad part is that our women have been forced to take care of the families by themselves. So, of course, they're going to have more guts because, I mean, you can't place women into no stronger position than having to raise a family as well as going out and having to work and take care of the family. So they've been forced to do dual roles, and hence that hardening of their external and internal persona has happened. And us men are to blame, because when we talk about submission, you know, men were supposed to submit to the Lord first. Because how could a woman submit to you if you haven't submitted to a power higher than yourself? Because she would be setting herself up to fail if she was to just hitch her giddy up to a man. That's the problem that a lot of our sisters have now, is that they trusted a man and the man left them hanging, so now they were stuck having to do it by themselves. And some of our sisters have gotten so fed up that they've started to search for women to take the place of men. And so that's why our marriages are in such disarray. We're not following the lead that the Lord laid down. And once you depart from what the Lord has put in place, nothing's going to prosper from that. We know that. But unfortunately, we know it, but we haven't internalized it yet. And so I say, as so go the men in our society, so what happens to our women? Are women only the products of what men have allowed to happen to themselves? And our sisters are stuck holding the bag. And I feel for them, and I do everything I can to try to uplift them. I try to, in my own marriage, to show men what is the proper place to be. But too many of our sisters have been hurt. And anytime you're hurt, your body will defend itself internally as well as you will defend yourself externally. And the reason why I mention that constantly, the internal and external, is because we tend to want to separate the two. You can't. What you see is the external. What's going on inside is the internal. And the Lord works on both. But if we don't address both, we can't change the whole person.
You know what you said is just so key. I was counseling a sister recently who I'll leave nameless for private reasons. But I was talking with her, and she said that she had a problem. She had a lot of pain on the inside. She had a lot of pain. She's been hurt by multiple men, multiple relationships. She had situations where she went through abuse even as growing up, and then now get into relationship with men, which is very unfruitful for her. And so now going into the 40s is like a real stiff, hardened woman, and who has become totally numb to pain. Do you find that a lot among sisters in this day and age of the women and the men that you've counseled, especially the sisters, what we're talking about at this moment?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the norm. You know, as we get older, we release ourselves from many things, even our own dreams. And our dreams have to actually be reevaluated and changed. Because, okay, when I'm 16, I may dream of playing in the NBA. Well, once I've reached 25, I've reached 35, that's not a realistic dream. So I now have to change things. And actually, if I didn't see that things was going in the wrong direction along those years before I got to that point, then it's on me for not reevaluating that things just weren't going the way I dreamed it or the way the Lord lined it up. I needed to reevaluate. Now, I'm not saying it's a negative when women get to a certain age and they look and say, wow, how did I get here? No, we all have testimonies. We all have journeys that we travel on. And when we get to a certain point and we look, the key question for me to anyone is, can you say you were following what the Lord asked you to do then? If the answer is no, then you departed from what the Lord may have had set up for you at that time. That doesn't mean that he didn't know that you'd be right here at this time, because he did, and he does know. But you wanted to take the longer route. So instead of being a great writer, being a great preacher, being a great wife, you could have been a great wife at 25 if you had followed the Lord's plan. But instead, you might be a great wife at 45. So we have to consider what steps we took to place us outside of the Lord's blessing. And once we got ourselves back on track, we now can start to benefit from that. But if we haven't gotten to that point yet, the only thing that any of us can do is stay faithful to the word of the Lord, faithful to the talents that the Lord has given us, and then trust that the Lord will give us all that we need in a partner, if that was what the design may be. Some of us may have been designed just to be alone, because we may have to lead others out of the darkness of how to deal with that. So we have to wait and see what the Lord actually says on it, not what we feel about it. Because if we rely on feelings, they can be tainted, they can be swayed, and most of the time they're skewed by so many outside forces that we miss exactly what God is trying to tell us.
Amen. Amen. The number is 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. This is the Priesthood Radio Broadcast. We have author and motivational speaker, my marriage counselor. The list goes on and on. His brother does a little bit of everything, to God be the glory. Author of From Gigolo to Jesus, author K.L. Belvin. And also special shout-out to his wife who co-hosts with him on GQ Palace Radio, Reality Relationships. You can definitely catch that on Thursday at 9 p.m. But we are talking about submission. So, sisters, you can definitely call in. Do not be scared. If you're going through some issues, you got some brothers who will give you the unadulterated truth about men, marriages, situations, especially about submission. So definitely call in and we'll take care of you. But Brother K.L., what I was wanted to ask is, like, question came in, says, well, how do I get the rocks out? I've been hurt. What needs to happen first in the relationship department as far as getting the hurt out? Woman with some issues. I got some issues. Men hurt me. They done me wrong most of my life. What do I do first to get the rocks out of my heart and heart?
Okay, what did Jesus do? You call on your father. I mean, I'm joking, but I'm dead serious. You know,
yes.
The Lord is, the word is always the key. Scripture is always the key, and God is always the answer. Scripture will lead you to God, and then God will lead you to salvation, the salvation from whatever disorder, whatever problem, whatever pain. There is scripture that will speak to it, and then the Lord will speak to you through those scriptures. The key is, one, understanding scriptures, which we're all supposed to, and then following what the Holy Spirit is now telling us once God has sent that message through the Holy Spirit to us. If you have been hurt and you know you did all the things that a good woman is supposed to have done, then the call to the Lord is, what is it that I'm missing, Lord, that I keep ending up with the Sauls of the world and not Boaz? Because we have to find the clarity that's needed, because maybe it is something that we're doing, even though we believe that we're doing it. And I'm not saying that that's the case in every case. But if this is just what the Lord may have us go through until we can actually get to the Boaz and appreciate the Boaz, sometimes we have to go through the trials. And everyone knows that, but we don't want it. But you have to go through the trials. So when when that Boaz is presented to you, not only do you appreciate him more, you appreciate God more for presenting him to you. But the first thing is you have to recommit to God. Okay, God, you got me going through these trials. You know what? Thank you. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? For whatever strange reason, you keep removing these corny men out my way. It hurts, but I'm going to rock with you, because when you decide that your daughter is ready, you're going to present that man that your daughter needs to be with. And God, the father that he is going to make sure. Why would any father want his daughter out there with a man less than what he approves of? So we actually have to look at God as the father that he is. No father wants his daughter with a man that's less than. But if the daughter has made choices, now, as any father would, he knows a child has to learn. So as you learn, it should actually bring you closer. Think about it. And let's talk about reality. When someone hurts you, we run home to our parents. Dad, if we have that relationship, guess what happened? Or we turn to a sibling, guess what happened? Well, if we've had a great relationship with our parents, one of the first things the sibling is saying is, remember what mom taught us. Remember what dad taught us. Well, there's no greater father than God himself. So if God is speaking to you through the word, and he says to you this, and he says to you that, then no matter what pain you are facing right at this moment can never be greater than what God has planned for you later on, even if it's not on this planet. So the key is to smile through it and say, okay, Lord, as much as this hurts, I'm still going to rock with you and smile with you, because I know you got something better for me, because I have been faithful. The question is, and we get to that point. That's how you release yourself from the pain, fighting through it and anchoring yourself to something that you know is greater than anything you could ever deal with, good or bad.
Well, you know what? That is so true, and that is so key. And one of the things that, and this, we're going to expound on this as well, Paul talks about something in the book of Thessalonians about the body, the soul, and the spirit. And what a lot of people fail to realize in ministering to your wife, there are three different dimensions of ministry that a man has to first minister to his wife. And I often, you know, relay this information, just something that the Lord was dealing with me on, and it's been blessing others, is that when we minister to our wives, we have to minister to them first spiritually. Okay, of course, by the Holy Spirit. Of course, she doesn't want you, you know, rocking with a Bible 24/7, but your life should automatically be there. So there's a time where she's, okay, let's have Bible study. We have a set day where we have Bible study, or if I need you to expound the word to me, boom, boom. Okay, that's the spiritual side of me that needs ministering. But then you got the soulless. Now, we know according to the word of God, the soul is where her emotions lies at. Her emotions, her minds, her will, her thoughts. That's the side where, baby, can we just sit down and talk? Okay, that's the side that needs ministry. That's the ministry side as well. And then there's the side within the context of marriage, for those who are listening, for the context of marriage, where the body, okay, the body needs ministry. But it's not just, well, me and my old lady, we have sex. No, no. Me and my old lady, we made love. No. According to the Bible, it's worship, because it's symbolic of Christ in the church. So when your wife and a man and a wife come together in the chambers, in the bed that is undefiled in the covenant of marriage, it now has become worship. That means if I'm playing Fred Hammond or Yolanda Adams in the bedroom while I'm one with my wife, then that means I should have no problem with that, because there's nothing that I shouldn't be doing that should make me feel a certain type of way if it's proper worship.
Hold on, brother. I got to jump in there. I got to be real with you. I got to keep it real, because you know how we do.
Go ahead, brother.
First of all, if you're praying Fred Hammond in the bedroom when you and your wife about to get it on, we're going to have to talk. You can listen to R&B. You can listen to certain songs. Now, let's be real. It is a matter of what we allow to come into our home, what we allow to come into our bedroom. There are some other R&B songs that are fantastic, romantic songs that can enhance what you and your wife are doing in the lovemaking itself, because the lovemaking is an expression of the feelings that you have for each other. And if the music is something that you both enjoy, now, yeah, there's some lyrics and some songs out there. I don't know if you really want to play them inside your house to let that come into your house. But not everything has to be from those that create spiritual music for this reason. I know some people may get offended by what I'm about to say. I'm not saying that it's not needed. I'm saying that you and your wife are married to each other and to God. And what you bring into your bedroom to enhance what you do, as long as it is not violating the rules and the laws that God has laid down, this is something that you can enjoy. And it says to enjoy each other. Because I think what happens is sometimes we search for things that line up so much that we stop being realistic with each other, and it can actually pull away from the reality of what we actually are, who we actually are. Not everything is sinful. A lot of it is how you react to it and what you allow to come in. Now, there are some things that are completely sinful and you just don't need inside your home, and you shouldn't need inside your bedroom with your wife and yourself when you're getting into it. But I think you have to sit down and have that open line of communication to where there is a time for worship, and there is a time for lovemaking, and there is a time for silence, and there is a time for each person to stay in their corner of the house until they're ready to come to the table to be able to discuss what's wrong. But don't let the day set. Don't let a day go by and y'all don't address that. And that's one of the things that the Lord talks about. Don't let the sun set and y'all still have some issues, because there's no reason why you shouldn't talk about it as husband and wife. And lovemaking is a great outwardly and inwardly expression to dealing with some of those issues. Imagine what that's like to get all that negative energy out, and then you're left with the evening of now showing each other how you feel. You know, they always say the makeup is so much better after an argument. Well, it is, but you got to know what that looks like. So I'm just talking about the Fred Hammond thing, because I'm going to be honest with you. If Tiff started playing Fred Hammond when we tried to get something on, I'm like, all right, honey, what's with the Fred Hammond?
Okay. I get what you're saying. And listen. And this is what this program is all about. Now this is what I was. You know. Now this is the spiritual context of what I was going to relate.
Yes.
Is that according to Scripture, Jesus say that the words that I speak are life.
Yes.
So that life. Why the words that Jesus speak are life? Because he has life inside of him. Not only the breath of life that God gives us, but he always has the Holy Spirit on the inside of him. The wisest man in the Bible that says, according to the book of Proverbs, he said, life and death are in the power of the tongue. So now I got to ask myself, what power does the person that's singing to me have on the inside of them? Do they have a demonic power, or do they have the power of God? So now if they have a demonic power on the inside of them and they're singing to me while me and my wife is in the bedroom, Now, according to Ephesians, it tells us that we're in spiritual warfare. So we know that there's a spiritual realm on the beyond what we can see with the natural eye. So now I got to ask myself, do a particular artist, all right, and I'm not knocking anybody's musical choice, but I just want you to think on the realms of the context of what Jesus is in the teachings of the Bible trying to teach us. If a person has a demonic force on the inside of them, or they have a spirit of God on the inside, and they're singing to you, By the fruits of what they're saying, you got to be able to say, is it godly or is it demonic? And if it's demonic, then what if they're ministering under a spirit of that would cause a person to want to go and do things unseemly? Then I wouldn't recommend that. But if it brings you to a level with your wife and that you feel that this is good for us, then allow God to be your judge. But me personally, knowing certain artists. If they're doing things that say, okay, well, I'm running through, I just cheated on my wife, and now I'm in a hotel with this girl, and I'm just going in on her, okay, and I'm listening to that song, and I'm with my wife. That's promoting a spirit of fornication that is breaking up so many marriages into a bedroom that God said is honorable and all, and under, you know, you understand what I'm saying, and that is undefiled.
I definitely agree, but that's what I said. You got to know what you're listening to and know who you're listening to, and I think that's what I was referring to, is that you need to know what you're bringing into the house. But I think sometimes we search for, and one of the things that you said that we have to know, the demonic spirit that's inside somebody. The only thing that we really can decide with some folks is the fruits from the tree. We don't know what's on the inside, because if the fruits are positive, do we really know what they're doing on the inside? And so we have to judge certain things by the fruits, because sometimes if you search for anything enough, you can find enough that looks like what you believe it to be, when actually the fruits that are laid out in front of you are the key, because the Lord tells us not to judge a person's heart. We can judge actions, and that's actually the fruits. The fruits are actions, and we can judge a tree by its fruits. So if I see negative concerts, if I see negative interviews, if I hear negative things from an artist, even though he may try to sell me that these fruits are good, well, everything that I've seen from you don't match, well, then that's not music that I might want to listen to. But if the music has been of quality and has the lyrics that I like, even if it's charged, I mean, if it's talking about a man and woman together and they're married, there's some artists out here talk about my wife and I, my husband and I. So you got to listen to it. But the key is, what has the fruits presented to us to be able to discern about? And I think too often we get caught because we're like, that can't be. Well, how do you know what's going on inside a person? You can't. You're not God. The only thing that you can judge are the fruits. Now, if the fruits are nasty and negative, well, then you can't justify trying to use it, because who would use sour fruit? Who would use a fruit that's not ripe? No one would do that. And so if you attempt to, now you are moving God out the picture and you're making it about you. So now not only have you started to place yourself in God's position, which is idolatry, you've now actually disconnected yourself from God to be able to hear him say you shouldn't be there. So this is why I said earlier, folks have to actually stop and ask themselves, What role have they played in things that go on? Because just because you believe it to be true and believe it to be the right way to do things and everything like that, you still have to check, because very subtle things put us in opposition to God, and that's the not being perfect. And that's why every day we got to get up and ask the Lord to forgive us, because some of the best intended people with the best intentions still don't line up with what God says on a regular basis. So you have to make sure and be careful, because we can have all the greatest intentions in the world and still step in the wrong direction. And in the bedroom, especially when you're talking about something that you want, something that you're trying to do, and you figure it's my wife, I can do whatever I want, be careful. Be careful, because just because it's your wife, you still have to make sure that you're doing what you're supposed to do as Adam. That was his wife. When she turned the hand on that fruit, he could have slapped it out of hand and said, come on, let's go talk to God about this. But instead, he took it. So you got to be careful what you submit to and what you allow, because we're speaking about submission. You have to be careful of what you submit to and what you allow to go on within your relationship, within your home, and one, within, of course, your own mind. And if you get that right, then you'll line up the best you can with the Lord.
Amen. 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. We got Arthur, my brother. Amen. Mm-hmm. Arthur K.L. Belvin. Amen. Who's also Arthur from the smashing book, might I add, From Gigolo to Jesus. And I just highly recommend all you listeners out there to definitely beat Braven Publishing. Well, you might not want to beat the dough down, because, you know.
Get it down. You
want that book. You need this book in your library. You need it in your churches. And if you need the man of God to come through and speak at your churches, he got an awesome testimony. And a lot of brothers and sisters, you talk about, where the man at? Well, you get Brother KL in your church to speak to your men and just, you know, allow that empowerment, because a lot of them are battling lust and a lot of things that are unseemly. You get him in your church and you allow him to talk to your men. He's an educator for almost 20 years. He can definitely impart a lot of things as far as, you know, what a man need to do and how to get themselves motivated. He's an awesome man of God and just a really a good brother. And so I definitely recommend that. But what I would like to say is the Bible teaches us, according to what John was saying, he said that the Master Jesus Christ, he said that the Holy Spirit will teach you and guide you in all truth and righteousness. A question was posed. How important is it for a woman of God to have a man who has God on the inside of him?
How much time we got? No, let's keep it real. Why would a Christian woman want anything less? We have to be evenly yoked. The scriptures speak about that. Now, he has to at least show you that he's interested in learning who God is if you're going to go that route. Now, I'm not saying that all of us have to find Bible scholars, biblical scholars, and things of that nature. Now, hopefully, if they were to grow into that, so be it. But you at least want a man who's open-minded enough to say, I recognize who God is, and I want to learn more, or I want to increase my walk, or I want to better my walk, or I want to strengthen my walk. But it has to be with God at the forefront, because if not, why would a sister want to go backwards and have to try to show this man how God is important? Because now you're in a tug of war, which if you lose, your salvation is at risk. You don't ever risk your own salvation to try to get someone to understand why it's important. You use your salvation to be able to show somebody why salvation is important, but you don't put yours at risk. Actually, I believe Galatians 6 says when you see your brother or sister sinning, that we should try to restore them without getting caught up in the sin. Now, that's a brother or sister in the kingdom. So now I'm going to try to go past the kingdom and get with somebody. Now, we're not talking about healing. We're not talking about trying to work with somebody who's lost, who called on us to come in and save them. You're talking about somebody that you're trying to grow something intimate with, to become connected to. Well, come on. the scripture talks mm-hmm. about the man that builds his home on sand and the man that builds his home on solid mm-hmm. foundation. Okay,
right.
If I get with a man whose home is on sand, there's no way that it can last. If you get with a man who doesn't even recognize your faith, I don't care mm-hmm. what y'all have. It can't prosper. Because if you think you're going to win him over with the faith, well, you sound as corny as those chicks that say, I can change him.
I can change him.
Now, if he has an understanding, but he's lost, well, now here's where your fruits can enhance what he's doing, because you can now say, well, if you join my church or if we just sit down and talk about it, I can show you some of the things that you're missing, because the conversation would be about getting to know the Lord better, which should excite you, because at least he's making an effort to learn about who the Lord is. Because he may say, my mom always said, find a godly woman, and you seem to be that, but I'm not sure if the Lord would even accept someone like me. There's your opportunity to testify to him. There's your opportunity to sit him down and say, well, you know what? Here's what God requires from you. Here's what the Lord would need. And if you grow like that, I would love to work with you. Because now, as you see him growing in the faith, now your yoke is slowly starting to even out. And as he gets closer to God, those seeds that the Lord has planted in him, those seeds of people that have passed through his life for short times and long times, will start to pop open. And if you are there and helping nurture that, well, then watch how the fruits from those seeds, as they grow into the trees that they're supposed to, start to ripen. Now you start to see the man of God take his position. But you at least, he's got to show you something at the start. Don't try to shape him over. You're not the potter, and he's not clay. We're all the clay. So you can't now try to reshape him. God has to do that. So you have to show him what a godly woman is all about. If he starts to grow in that area, now y'all can start to consider it becoming something else. So the first thing, too, is to just testify to him. Just sit down and talk with him. Get him to see who the Lord is. But be careful with quickly jumping into a relationship with a man now. And men, if you're listening to a woman that's not there, you can talk to a woman till you blue in the face. If she doesn't see that the Lord rules are something that's viable to her, stop trying to make her into this godly woman. Just be the godly man that you're supposed to be, and she will sense it, see it, and want to come and know more about it if she's really interested. And again, through your testimony and through the way that you work with her, she'll see that you're that godly man, and hopefully she'll start to know the Lord more. Yes.
I hate to jump in right there. What happened if you're and I counsel some brothers at the church and other ministries, and mm-hmm. and don't worry, I ain't gonna call your name. The thing about it is that we have a lot of brothers in this hour. They will get into a relationship with a woman. Mm-hmm. They will meet a woman. They are. Mm-hmm. And they'll slip into the bed with him. Oh, God, forgive me.
Ain't no slipping. Call it right. Yeah. They did what they wanted to do. Ain't no slipping. You don't slip into sex.
I was just trying to be politically correct.
Let's keep it real. I'm an educator. You can't slip that past me. Ain't no slipping into nothing. You wanted what you wanted.
Okay, let me keep it thorough. All right.
Thanks.
Man, he sinned against God. He sinned against God. Okay.
Yeah.
He fornicated. Okay. He's sleeping with a woman that's not his wife, and now he says, you know what? I might as well just marry this. And so now he marries this woman. Now he had a relationship with God to start with, but he slips into fornicating. Nah, he ain't slipping. He fornicated with this woman, and now all of a sudden he gets married to this woman. Now this woman won't conform into the image of God. She's just going through the motions, showing up at church. Now, how much is it a danger for you to get involved with somebody, but you have this high expectation of them being at a certain level spiritually, where they're like, look, I'm just happy, you know, that I'm not doing the things that I used to do. Not opposed to you being what you want me to be.
Man, listen. Go back it up a second. All right, let's keep it 100, and let's keep it 100%. Go back to the fornication part. the first thing was to ask the Lord to forgive you for the fornicating and then stop. No one said you had to get married. No one said you had to take this further. You could have asked for the forgiveness of the negative action, and then you two become friends. You two learn who the Lord is together. You explain to her why you repented, why what y'all did was wrong, why you hope that the Lord will forgive you and why you're going to do the things necessary to line yourself back up with the Lord. You can then explain to her why this is even important in your life, and again, through your testimony, through your actions, through your witnessing, she goes, so wait a minute. Sleeping with me caused you that much dismay, sister? As much as I might have enjoyed that, to be out of pocket with the Lord is worse. You then can show her scriptures of other holy men, David being one of them, who begged, even pleaded with the Lord, please don't take this from me. So when you start to show her and witness to her how important God is to you, and how being out of pocket with God puts you in such a negative place, negative feeling. Now, here's the key. Is that real? Do you really feel that way? Because if you don't, you got to work on your walk to begin with. Because it's one thing to jump up and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. It's another thing to really feel it, to feel as if something was completely negative and completely wrong, and you know that you put yourself in opposition to God and literally feel sick from it because you can't believe that you allowed yourself to be in front of what you know is right. A woman watching that, if she sees the commitment to God the way it should be, well, as women are as opposite to men, as women are what completes us, a part of her goes, wow, look at his dedication. Look at his commitment. Look at his fervor. Look at what he is to God. A part of her goes, if he was that way, if he would be that way with me as a man, oh my God! Now, as you witness to her about God, not witness to you about how good a man you could be. See, this is what I mean about the example of the fruits. If you just live your life as the godly man that you're supposed to be, a part of her goes, this is what I'm talking about, because it's going to be something different than a lot of the men that she's seen, if not all of the men she's seen. So now when her query starts with, how did you get to this point? Or you're like this with every woman? I'm like this for God. I am attracted to you, but I am not about to give away my salvation. Again, what I mean about don't risk your own salvation trying to save somebody else's. Just be who you're supposed to be for the Lord and watch. Jesus just did what he did. Jesus was what he was and traveled and healed and did everything. People couldn't contain themselves, ran and tore it. People were coming from all over. I heard it didn't say Jesus went here and said, go tell everybody. Most time he said, don't say nothing. But people couldn't control themselves. So when people started to come and they wanted to see who this man was, what is this man doing? I heard so much about him. Even his enemies came, demons, everybody else was around. Simply from the fruits of his actions. So tell me a man that, excuse me, I defy any woman. Tell me that if they don't see a man, if they see a man doing all the things that he's supposed to in a committed fashion, that they're not going to sit there and go, that's what I'm talking about. There's something exciting about that. When you see a man focused on his faith, focused on being an upright man, focused on doing what's right. Now, remember, if he's doing it for the Lord, he's doing it at work. He's doing it even when he's playing, when he's working out. He's not disrespectful to others. He's focused because he's trying to line his body up, his mind up, his spirit up with the Lord. When a woman see that, a part of her going to say, that's what's been missing. What I got to do to get close to a guy like that? And then he's going to say, you got to get to know the Lord like I do. You have Amen. To learn how to throw yourself down in front of the Lord. And it goes back to what we said at the beginning of the night, the submission part. It's not submitting to the man initially. She has to see the God in that man to submit to that man.
Amen.
But if she looks at God first and says, I want her to get to know God, now when she turns and looks at him and goes, that's what I'm talking about. Now she can submit to him. That's why when you say earlier about a woman being hurt, the answer to any pain, anybody's pain, man or woman, is God. Always has been. The thing is, can we trust him enough to fix it? And if we do, we're going to start to see that things are going to change dramatically. Why? Because we pray to a dramatic, incredible God. There's nothing short on the God that we pray to. So there's no pain that you can come to the table with and God not fix it, especially when he sat back and watched you go through it. He knew it was going to happen. So now when you turn to him and say, Father, help me, now you've activated the power. Now you've talked to that Holy Spirit inside you. Lord, I know I need you. All of a sudden now, even the man next to you goes, okay, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And the incredible
Amen.
Things you see is there. It's possible.
347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. I was enjoying it. I was trying to get the number in there. 347-945-5416. The Priesthood Radio Broadcast. We have author K.O. Belvin on here. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker, also known as Lazarus. Definitely, you got about 10 minutes, because then we're going to go into prayer. Probably less than 10 minutes to get your calls in. You ain't calling, so I guess we're doing our job. You ain't got nothing to ask, and we're answering all your questions. So that's a good thing. So just sit tight, sisters and brothers.
I don't want that crazy man going over my life. I'm just going to listen.
So let me ask you something, Gail. If a man has a woman that won't submit to him,
mm-hmm.
But I'm saying this is how I see it. You can see how you want. What do you do with that? What does he do with that?
Honestly, I would fall down in prayer. I would find an accountability brother or sister. Get in prayer with them. Of course, fasting. And call on the Lord to grant you the clarity that's needed, the understanding of your situation. You might have to go back and look at how this situation even came to pass to begin with. How did you two get together? Was it a godly situation to begin with? Understand that nothing happens by chance. And so if there were things that you saw when y'all were friends, to think that it would be different when y'all started dating was a little foolish. People are who they are until they show you completely something different. And I think that's why it goes back to courting. Like our grandparents understood. Our grandparents understood you court. You date somebody. You get to know who they are before you take it to that next level, because you need to understand that you're working towards something that's going to be lifelong. It's not
right.
Shocking that our great-grandparents and grandparents stayed in long, tremendous relationships with multiple babies coming from those relationships. And we've gotten away from that because we have these microwave relationships, and you pop it in and pop it out. If you don't like it, you throw it away, you put something else in there. Doesn't work that way. And brothers and sisters are in relationships that they don't want to be in because they didn't stop. Okay, you know what? Let me back it up a second. I'm going to put it like this. No. I'm fine where I'm going. I'm just going to give a better analogy so folks can understand. When you go into a used car place,
mm-hmm.
If you just go to the first car dealer that has a nice looking car on the lot and say, that's the one I want, you buy it and drive away, you can't complain if a month later the car is messed up, because you didn't do your homework. If you sit down and say, let me look at the history of this dealer, oh my gosh, he's got tons of evidence of negative of play here. I don't want to buy from him. And what's the first thing you're going to look at is that I don't want to be treated badly. I don't want something that I don't want a lemon. So you're going to look for someone who has the background that you're looking for. And then when you have, do they have the car that I want? Does it have the warranty, guarantee, whatever that I'm looking for? People spend more time and do better preparation in buying a car than they do in relationships. Talk to someone, court someone, find out, how did their last couple of relationships turn out? I know people go, well, I don't like talking about my business, and I don't like sharing nothing. I don't even like to let this person get to know me. Okay, well, then that's why you or him are alone. A lot of dudes try to front like they like being single. No, they don't. You know, it's funny as how they all these guys over there looking for a good woman, but then try to act like they cool being single. Nah, they don't want to be single. Dudes love when
they're
in a relationship.
I don't want to be single.
Exactly, man. Please. The idea is, you have to put the time and effort in to make sure that that person is someone who is at least traveling the same road. You can't want to be a man of God and he's talking about, I want to go strip at night. You can't be a woman of God and he's talking about, yo, I'm hitting the streets. This is what I do. I ain't changing. You want to be with me. This is the way it is. And
come
you're
on,
looking
man.
At he look good, so you go, why not? Or you looking at her and she look good. Stop. The Lord tells you all the time. It's about what's on the inside. And the only way I can judge on the outside is from the fruits. Learn the scriptures as a way, use the scriptures as a tool to help you see into that realm that we all can see when given the opportunity to use the Holy Spirit as it has been gifted to us. It is the ambassador of truth. So if I use it to show me what's right, and I fill myself with the good news and the tastiness of the good news, you don't think the Holy Spirit is not going to respond and show you things? When the Lord says that will happen, if I feed myself the word enough to where I can start to really understand what God is saying in various different situations, you don't think the very ambassador that he granted all of us as a gift is not going to say to you, that's not the dude, that's not the chick? Come on, stop selling God short and give yourself the opportunity that God keep telling all of us we can have. See, we're in the way. God's been saying it for years. Hundreds of thousands of years, who he is. I haven't changed. We keep getting in the way. That person is out there for you. Get out your way and let God work. And I hear people say it all the time. I'm letting go and I'm letting God. And it's in God's hands now. And you know what? If the Lord want me to have, the Lord will let me have. But yet they keep running right back up to the altar and saying, wait, God, I got this. Wait, Lord,
I
think I can do this. Hold on, Lord, I got this. And the dudes are saying, and the women are saying, stop. Pray, shut up, and let God work. Just
K.O.
do the things God needs to do.
As much as I would like for us to continue, I want to give an opportunity just for you to give out all your information, because I know everybody
all
listening
right,
to you, all your Facebook, Twitter, your company numbers, all of that good stuff. Right. So, you know, it'll be very tacky for us to let you go without releasing all of that. It's good. I want you to continue, but unfortunately we're coming to the end of our broadcast. For this, we definitely will have Arthur K.L. Belvin back on this program sharing much as and definitely going to get into his testimony. But go ahead, man of God.
Got it. All right. K.L. Belvin, of course. My website is www.bravinpublishing. That's B-R-A-V-I-N, publishing.com. On Facebook, it's Author K.L. Belvin or K.L. Belvin. Either one, you can find me. Now, here we go. We're going to run it down real quick because I know we ain't got a lot of time. On Facebook, it's From Gigolo to Jesus, the memoir. That's one page. Making Marriage Cool Again. That's the second page. Bravin Publishing. That's the third page. You can check any one of those pages out, like those pages. And if you just find me, K.L. Belvin, there's a link to all my pages on my site. On Twitter, it is Author K.L. Belvin, also Bravin Books, so that's at K.L. Belvin and at Bravin Books. Also, we have two blogs, which is klbelvin.blogspot.com and makingmarriagecoolagain.blogspot.com. I am the author of From Gigolo to Jesus. I am the author of A Man in Transition, which is my very first book, which is a poetry book. I have been in numerous anthologies, The Soul of a Man, which is a book of 13 brothers. We came together to show men overcoming negative situations through our faith. I am a poet. There's not too much I don't do, but I would gladly, and I am a 18-year educator, 2 years private school, 60 years for the department.
Did we lose KL? Okay, I think we lost Brother K.L. That was Author K.L. Belvin. K.L., if you're out there, call back in real briefly so you can finish giving out your information.
Hello?
Hello? You still there, brother?
The devil's like, enough of this. We ain't going to let this brother kill me. Yeah, I'm back, but I'm sorry. I'm back.
Talking about submission and all this other stuff. Get him out of here.
But I know you're getting ready. But actually, I was going to say to folks is I'll gladly come and speak at your church, speak at your organization, because, like I said, I am an educator, and my job is to teach. It's what the Lord has designed me to do, and it's not just for me to talk. It's about you to understand what I'm trying to say. But the one thing I will say, and I don't say this in jest, I am a professional, so I always try to work out the particulars before I travel anywhere. I have a family. I have a business. I do the things that I do. So I will work within whatever financial realm that you're in. I'm not greedy, but I do have to pay for things because I travel. I do everything myself. So please, if it has to be for free, fine. We'll try to work something out. At least give me an opportunity to set up and sign my books and sell my books because I have bills to pay. And it gets harder and harder each day when you're an independent. I'm not linked to any particular corporation. I own my own business. I own everything that I do. And this is what I do to take care of my wife and child. And we try to, as a couple, to do these things. On Thursday nights, we do a relationship show on GQ Palace Radio. It's blogtalkradio.com/GQ-Palace, or what you could do is just go to the makingmarriagecoolagain.blogspot page. You'll see the link where you can check out our radio show every Thursday night from 8 to 10. And you can always just reach out to Brother Faith Walker and just say, how do I get in touch with this brother? Or do a Google search, KL Belvin, and you'll come across all the numerous things that we do. I answer any emails. info@bravenpublishing.com is my email. Prayer requests, whatever you send it to me, I'll definitely get back to you within a couple of days. I promise you that.
Amen, amen. Well, KL, it's been an honor and privilege. I would like for you to do the prayer, close our prayer as we go get ready to transition on out of here. I'd just like to give a special shout-out to Pastor Hill behind the scenes, making everything happen on the switchboards. Also, a special shout-out to Dr. Yaquanda Payne McCall. She's author of The Keys to Successful Marriage. She was on Monday on The Mantle of God. I really would like to tell y'all to go back in the archive, check that out. The woman of God dropped some interesting tools and interesting jewels. So you got her on Monday and you got Brother KL tonight. So even after this broadcast, if you like anything that was said, anything that might minister to you, I encourage you, go back in the archive, download those MP3s, get your own personal library going, because we at Interpraisement Media Group and sponsored by On the Spot Nathan, we try to bring you the very best in kingdom programming and teaching according to the Word of God, according to Scripture. So we thank you for allowing us to come into your homes on this night, and also give a special thanks to Braven Publishing for making this happen on tonight, and just encourage you to get that marriage cool again, get that seminar in your churches. You know, we got one of the highest divorce rates in the countries, so definitely, you know, the church, so definitely you want to get that into your church. Contact this man of God. Get that into your church. Get that to your women's program, all at him, his wife, amen. They're definitely some well-rounded people, definitely kingdom people, so definitely contact them. Brother Carroll, you can go ahead and pray us out. And
thank you, brother.
Until next week. Yes, sir.
All right, let's be in a mindset of prayer. Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you, and we lay ourselves out in front of you, and we say thank you. We say thank you for all the negatives and positives that are in our life, because we know that they are shaping us to be who you created us to be, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I ask that you walk with Pastor Hill and Brother Faith Walker and the EMG family as they go out to do the things that you have charged them to do. They will come across negative and evil things because you said they would. And Father, I ask that you go with them and protect them and offer them all of the light that they need in the dark places that they are trying to reach. Heavenly Father, I pray that you go out into the hearts of those that have listened to us tonight and offer some type of comfort, that the words that we have given tonight are approved by you, so when they receive the words, they know it came from you, not from us. We are just the vessels that you use. Heavenly Father, we ask that anyone that is in pain, that you ease that pain. Anyone that is alone, that you send them someone to walk with them, someone who needs someone, Father. We ask that you send that person to them so they can actually see that you are who you say you are and who you have been to all of us. Heavenly Father, we know that you are the end-all, to be-all, to everything that goes on. And because of that, we submit to everything that you ask us to do, knowing that when we do so, we are preparing our place in heaven next to you. And that is the goal of every Christian here, is to be what you asked us to be. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray all of this. Amen.
Amen. Till next week. This is EMG Broadcast Radio, sponsored by On the Spot Nathan. We'll see you next week. Monday. Sunday.
The Potter.
Young Man Sunday, tomorrow.
He saw a vessel. That had been broken by the wind. And needed to pull it, to put it back together, back together again.
Again.